Lane Mobile.
How you doing, KB4CBA?
Hello, David. I'm doing well. How about yourself this morning?
Marvelous, simply marvelous. I'm headed to play tennis.
And going to our mechanics. My daughter had her car there. Somebody broke into their fenced-in area and was stealing catalytic converters and mufflers. So we're dealing with that now.
Man, that's expensive. I'll tell you, it's just the sign of the times around Christmas, stuff like that happens. It's unfortunate.
Catalytic converters cost, but apparently they got a bunch of them.
They vary in price. They're, you know, a few hundred up to about a grand, I think. So it just depends on the vehicle. And yeah, my Mustang had six. my 96 Mustang. So good Lord, I don't know what that would have cost. It all came in one piece. It was three on one side, three on the other, and the cross pipe, welded across. And I tell them what that thing would have cost if one of those cats had stopped up or got washed out.
Seems to me like people take great length to go and steal something. I would never even thought about that, but apparently they cut into the fence, wore masks so the cameras couldn't see who they were, and brought a battery-operated sawzall to cut all these off.
That's the thing, you know, before the battery-operated tools, you know, you didn't see this, but now, you know, you could just carry the thing with you and have it off in probably less than a minute. So you got a decent sawzall and a good blade. So it's a sad day we live in. You know, they did that with copper on AC units. They were stealing the copper out of the AC units, and of course they were, you know, sending all the freon out in the atmosphere, so, which is a big no-no, but anyway, that's what they do to get copper. I know one guy that Dick Power left a roll of copper on top of the telephone pole, and he climbed up there and got electrocuted and killed him. He died trying to steal that roll of copper.
I think on their headstone they probably put a sign. They probably carved in his headstone, "Here's your sign."
Well, he probably wasn't the brightest crayon in the box. Of course, neither am I, but I've got sense enough to stay away from the high-powered lines. And so anyway, I just stopped and looked over to my I'm in the traffic light, and I looked over to my left, and there was a dog. Big old dog just looking at me. He was just, looked like he was as happy as he could be.
But he wasn't jumping and biting you. All right, David, I am pulling into the driveway here. I got to go back out here in a little bit. Got to go do some banking. Got to go meet Dave K4SB for lunch. And got to go look at another building. I'm thinking about buying another outbuilding. So I'm going to go do that while I'm on that side of town. Alrighty, you have a good one. Good to hear you. I'm sure I'll talk to you before, but if not, have a good holiday. ND7J.
Well, you have a good good day. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we will talk to you later. 73's ND7J KB4CBA mobile.
All righty, you do the same. Catch you again. ND7J clear.